El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey, this is Unpopular Opinion Podcast, or something like that. My name is Brett Rader. It's actually hosted by Adam Todd Brown. He's having a cigarette right now. This podcast is about his column, or so I believe. Joining us today from the Surely You're Kidding Me podcast, is that correct?
Surely you're joking.
Surely you're joking. It's Griff Pippin. He's really cool. He's a good guy. He told me to shout out the podcast, and I got all the names wrong. So Griff Pippin is here. I like him a lot. Also joining me, it's Maria Shahada. I usually say the name at the end, but it's Maria Shahada. She's here. She came. She got a bag of Doritos. She got a bag of Oreos. She got a granola bar and a coffee straight from the cracked.com kitchen. She's rolling. She's having a great time. We're about to have a good time. Let's do it. Let's have a podcast. Okay, let's go. That was fun.
Your timing was impeccable on that.
I'm a natural percussionist. So what are we going to talk about today?
I don't think we even need Adam.
I don't think so either.
We're all sick of waiting for him.
So as you can hear from the intro, Adam showed up right as we were supposed to record and then said, I'm having a cigarette. And I said, well, we were going to start without you anyways. And he said, we'll do it. So we're going to do that. And he's knocking
and he's locked
on
out.
The door.
Right.
Hey,
we can be funny now.
Oh, damn.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. Let's get funny started.
We did get started.
I get the joke, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
That Adam's here.
I love that scent you're wearing in Calvin Klein Parliament. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
There's also some...
Griff, if you could speak into the microphone, that would be wonderful. Sorry. Thank you.
There's also some Dunkin' Donuts sausage croissant sandwich in my scent right now.
Oh. Ooh.
Because despite running late... I stopped for breakfast because this is my show. Are there any jobs?
So good to see you, Adam. I missed you.
So we are post-intro, pre-this week.
Pre-talking about anything.
Pre-pubescent.
Comedy. Yeah. I was running late for a change. For a change, I was the late one.
Yeah.
Instead of everyone else.
Now Adam's usually here at 4:45 a.m.
Sometimes I am.
I'm not kidding. That's a factual statement.
That's like statement. When boxers wake up. Jeez.
I have a very boxer-like approach to comedy in that I probably have head damage. And now my computer's not working either. So
we don't need it.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll just shut it down.
Shoot the shit.
Fucking freestyle it. Griff Pippin, how are you doing?
I'm awesome.
Yeah?
Really good.
That's awesome. We're doing a show tomorrow night, right?
Where?
Yeah, we are. Downtown.
That'll be tonight when people hear this because it'll go up. Wednesday.
Yeah, I just love your bit about the girl trying to sail around the world.
See that documentary?
No, I'm not going to watch it. I guess I could probably write like 15 more minutes worth of jokes.
The one that maiden voyage? Is that what you're...
That's probably her. Is she the one who tried to sail around the world and first she left from California and broke down in Mexico? Like she couldn't have walked that?
No, I don't think that was her, but I don't know how many. She was a 14-year-old girl that sailed all the way around the world.
No, she did not. She broke down in Mexico.
So she just stopped?
It's a different girl.
Yeah. She left from Marina Del Rey, California, and broke down in Mexico.
In Tijuana.
Which, right. If you're not familiar with the area, is basically still California, but with fewer Mexicans. Like, she had no... That's the joke Griff's talking about.
So he really loves that joke.
It's a good joke.
Your story.
I get applause breaks on that part sometimes.
Your just story of her failure. Like, why would you try to do something?
Yeah.
Like that?
Why would
hilarious.
You try to be?
Well, did she make a? Did she make a big show of it? Like, did she get a lot of PR?
They had a press conference first.
Yeah.
And then when she broke down. Yeah, they had a press conference, and her parents were like,
amazing.
Our daughter can do anything. No, she can't.
Aww.
She cannot.
It shows that no matter, like, even if you had all the support in the world, you still have to have some
talent. And she still didn't make it. She broke down in the Indian Ocean, and they had to rescue her.
Oh, wait, she went back out. Like, she didn't just break down in Mexico.
Well, then that's not all the way around the world.
Yeah. Hold on. So she broke down in Mexico but kept going.
And then broke down in the Indian Ocean. The Indian Ocean is nowhere near Mexico.
I know, that's pretty impressive.
She got that far.
That's impressive.
That's kind of like my career.
Impressed.
I just don't
I'm
know
not
when
impressed.
To stop, and it's getting embarrassing.
I feel like an adult would have finished the trip.
I couldn't sail around the world.
I feel
world
like an adult
myself.
Would have been like, I'm not going to sail around the world.
Yeah, because Dalton, we don't have any, we don't need that anymore.
Yeah.
We can fly around the world. It's not impressive. Maria.
Hi.
Hi. It's been such a long time since you've been here. What have you been up to?
I've been...
Hit it, Brett!
Yep.
You know, the hardest part of this show for me is the first few minutes, because I spend all that time asking everyone else what they've been up to since last week, when all I really want to talk about is what I've been doing. That's why we call this segment This Week in Me. It's going to get really intense. Right now. Right now. There it is. That is intense. I was right, right? Okay, we can fade it out. Okay, so yeah, you've been in Europe?
Oh, who gives a shit?
For a few months. Tell us about that. Hit it, Brett!
It was fun. Had a good time here.
Yeah?
Yeah, full of stories.
I thought, when are we going to Europe? I thought we were. Oh, that was a thing we were going to do.
Yeah, we should go. You should find out if you have fans there. I found two of them.
I know I have fans there. You tell me all the time.
You do, yeah.
When
no, it's irritating. I'm sort of sick of it. Like, all the people like, oh my God, I know you from the podcast.
Oh, so sorry.
So sick of it. Just like,
so sorry.
Just all like filling stadiums with your fucking fans.
Yeah. Yeah. Big stadiums.
Just kidding. There's two people. Actually, in DC, too. It happens here, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird because no one ever mentions me. Like, no one's ever like, oh, yeah. I heard you on the podcast.
I've been doing comedy for 11 years and I've made a couple fans, maybe, but like, your podcast is like just reached the world. Like, I just like, and I've done it like 7 times. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I didn't have to do comedy for as long as I did. I should have just started with this podcast.
Started this podcast. You've been wasting your life.
You're 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huge falling in Tibet.
Didn't you? Griff, so. You were in Europe too, weren't you?
Yeah.
Were you in Tibet? Well,
no, Romania.
Romania?
Yeah, I'm a big deal in Romania. No.
What were you doing? Were you doing stand up?
Yeah. Yeah, first American to do a full tour of it, and it was very interesting to say.
Goddamn, you're like the Jackie Robinson of Romanian comedy.
You're the first American to do the full tour of Romania?
Yeah.
That makes me want to go to other countries, like, I want to go to, like, Czechoslovakia,
Estonia,
or something, and then be the first comedian, and then we'll just Swaziland. Like, we'll have like a risk type war about it, you know.
Gary, Indiana.
Conquered who first?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the Australia defense strategy.
I don't want to
talk about risk strategy.
I want to be the first comic to tour Gary, Indiana.
Yes.
Where's Pryor from? He's from Peoria.
He is from Peoria, Illinois. Just like this guy.
Yep.
That's where I'm from. And Sam Kinison.
Yeah.
So I will never. Bunch of funny people. I will never be the most famous person from Peoria.
No, that's so weird.
Never be the most famous comedian.
Yeah, definitely. Like, not even the most famous comedian. I'm gonna have to.
Phyllis Diller's supposed to be the most famous comic from Ohio, but no famous comics from Columbus yet. So that's wide open.
Isn't Dave Chappelle from Ohio?
Yeah, but he's from like Dayton, or he lived in Dayton. He's from DC. He lived in Dayton.
But he like.
He lives on farm.
He reps Ohio though.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Anyway,
sitting courtside at Bengals games with
Dave
Drake.
Courtside at Bengals games. We got a big sports fan here.
I actually do.
He watches like 3 at a time, so he gets confused.
Yeah. Okay, should we talk about what the podcast is about this week?
Sure.
Woo! It's about the Kardashians.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who here is a big Kardashian fan?
Griff, really, Griff?
No.
I'm not a Kardashian fan, but I am a defender of the Kardashians. And my column this week is called "The Worst Thing About the Kardashians Is Us."
Nice.
... is us. There won't be dots. I had the idea. We did a podcast once about the Kardashians. I think Mo Mandel and Wendy Starling were on it. But that was just about Kim Kardashian. And it was like a bigger thing about celebrities who get too much hate. But the Lamar Odom thing really bothered me. The way they treated the Kardashians in the wake of that was pretty fucking gross to me. How hard do you all agree?
Who cares?
Somewhat hard. Yeah, no, I think we're really hard on them. And
we're super hard on them.
Kim worked really hard to get where she is. So.
Did she?
Yeah.
Is that a joke? No, I get jokes.
Total joke. No.
But she did.
But did she work hard or did she just happen to end up?
She ran a bunch of businesses before she was ever famous, before the sex tape, before Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Yeah, I mean, they were just like...
Is that a business? Makeup artist?
Well, no, she was a makeup artist. She ran a closet organizing business. She ran an eBay business.
She sounds like she didn't know what she wanted to do.
Oh, same. God forbid. What a monster. Well, doesn't know what that, she I'm wants saying, to do with her life. You're right. She's the
you're
worst.
You're listing her businesses as if, like, you're showing how hard she's working by look at all these businesses she's
but people
run. But it
say
sounds
she,
like confusion
she,
to
people
me.
People act like she has done nothing at all
no,
but
she
a
has.
Sex tape and has had a lot of money. And
she's
that's
done more than that.
So far from the truth.
She made $52 million last year.
Yeah.
You don't make $52 million by just doing nothing.
Yeah.
That's
and you
fact.
Don't make it by being lazy or being bad at what you do. She's a business person.
Okay.
Like when people are like, what does she do? She runs businesses. And if it was just some rich dude, they'd just be like, oh, he's an entrepreneur. It's fine. But it's Kim Kardashian, so everyone's fucking mad at her. And when she started those businesses, her dad gave her the money to start them, but he also made her pay him back with interest. And all of those kids were told that once they're out of school, they will be cut off from their money.
But she had the biggest obstacle removed for her. Like, he gave her the money to start a business.
Yeah, but
so,
that,
like,
yeah,
that's the hardest part about starting a business.
So it's kind of like a bank loan.
Yeah, that's like getting a bank loan. That's how almost every business starts. It just so happens that she could go to her dad and get a bank loan instead of going to a bank.
Like, she had a slight advantage, not a huge one, in other words.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like she was royalty.
Yeah, but it's like the bank went to her and was like, can we give you money? You could pay us back, but
so
start
a business.
So we
should hate her for that?
I'm not a hater.
We should
hate
her for taking her dad's money and using it to make her own money and, like, establishing herself.
For a while, then she got sick of it and was just like, I'm going to do a sex tape.
You know, I think...
No, now she runs, like, all the businesses.
Yeah.
She like, actually runs the White House. It's really weird.
She could. I don't doubt that she'd get
Kim
elected.
And Kanye are our royalty.
Yeah. And deservedly so.
Your face is so sincere right now. It's actually scary.
Yeah, it is sincere.
Well, you know,
I'm so sincere.
You know what's funny? I like how the angle you've taken on this topic of we always point the finger at the Kardashians. How about what about us? It's interesting because they're kind of a reflection or a symbol of what America's really become is this kind of selfish, gluttonous person. And here's the thing, though. They're not really doing anything wrong. People get mad and say, God, they're disgusting. Look at them taking all this credit, getting famous, doing nothing. Who funds them? We do. We fund this. How are we going to get mad at them if we fund them? It's like if we get mad at a country for bombing us that we armed, that's so stupid.
When there's an article about Kim Kardashian, there's always 1,000 comments from people going, what does she even do? That's what she does. She gets you motherfuckers to go comment on those articles.
She does more than these people because they have time to sit and comment on her stupid things.
Yeah.
She didn't have time for that.
She's out
doing
things.
Does she do any good, like any like charitable work or anything? She's in the eyes of all these people.
The video with Ray J was charitable
work. She does charity work. I would also argue that as far as body image, she's probably... It's not like she's like a stick. She's not like a super skinny person. And I feel like almost anyone else, people would be really supportive of how proud she is of her body. But because it's Kim Kardashian, people are like, you got a big butt and never did anything. Well, neither of you. Almost every person who says that has never done shit. Has not done shit. They've worked a day job.
They've been sitting
everyone
around,
works a day job.
They've been sitting around watching the Kardashians.
Yeah.
So she put big butts in style. More so than J-Lo ever did.
Yeah, and J-Lo's kind of an asshole. Kim Kardashian doesn't seem like that. I mean, if you ever watch the show, she seems like a fairly smart person. She's obviously a good business person.
That's why everybody hates her. She's smart and beautiful and like has it all and is super rich. It's just that trigger for all of that with
hating.
That sex tape.
Crabs in a fucking
of hating
pot.
Going on.
Yeah. And how many people have gotten famous just for having sex with someone and then done nothing with it? Like Josh Denny brought
Paris
up
Hilton.
This morning, what the fuck is Amber Rose doing? Like, why do we know Amber Rose other than the fact that she dated Kanye West and Wiz Khalifa? And is she out starting fucking businesses and making $52 million a year? No, she's doing videos about being proud of her walk of shame. If Kim Kardashian did that video, people would lose their shit. But because it's Amber Rose who doesn't have the gall to like try to translate her minor celebrity into something substantial, then we're fine with that. But just don't get famous and then try to legitimize yourself, because then you're a monster like Kim Kardashian, I guess. God, people make me fucking sick.
Yeah, because
damn it.
And that's just one case. There's got to be other cases of people love to hate on Taylor Swift, right? Taylor Swift, similar story. Her parents had money, but
fucked
she worked.
Ray J.
But yeah,
who?
Taylor Swift.
Fucked who?
No,
Ray J. You don't know who Ray J is?
I don't.
You're mad about the sex tape, and you don't know who starred in it?
I just knew there was a sex tape.
He's Brandy's brother. Is that correct?
Oh, wow. Brandy.
Yeah, why don't we hate Ray J? What the fuck has he done?
No,
except
Brandy killed someone in a car wreck. Why don't we hate him on Brandy?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know that?
What?
Brandy killed someone in a car wreck?
No.
I was bored one day.
Yeah, he's Brandy.
Reading a list of like celebrities who killed people. And it's like all these people and car wrecks. Like, you know, speaking of, full circle, Caitlyn Jenner murdered someone in a car wreck.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Murdered is such a harsh word.
Okay, they didn't murder. They didn't murder, but did kill someone.
It's the
PCH. If you or me killed someone in a car wreck, we'd be in jail right now. Wouldn't be walking around the street.
We don't know that.
My friend,
I wouldn't be in jail.
She's a comic named Khalise Hawkins.
I know Khalise.
She has a, I don't know if she'll want me to tell people this. She has a theory about Caitlyn Jenner. She thinks Bruce Jenner became a woman to avoid going to man prison for killing someone in a car accident.
That's hilarious.
And that's a strong theory. Do you think if you're Bruce Jenner, why the fuck not? You're like, all right, paparazzi will take pictures of me dressed as a woman, but at least I'm not in man jail.
Would they send her to a female prison?
I don't know.
Would they try to be politically correct about that?
I think
that?
They were just like, fuck, what do we do now?
Oh, they couldn't just send her to a male prison because now, well, no, she still has the...
You could barely send Bruce Jenner to a man prison.
What happened on Orange is the New Black? It was a male and a female prison. Yeah, so, yeah. She would go to a female prison.
Oh, yes, according to that documentary.
That's how I do my research.
Is the family of the person who Caitlyn Jenner killed allowed to hate the Kardashians?
No, but they also have to all become women.
All right.
Yeah. No, why would they hate the Kardashians? Because Bruce Jenner fucking... got in a car accident.
It's because all of our news is always about the Kardashians.
And why does every Kardashian have to get lumped in when one of them does something bad? All of a sudden, it's all the Kardashians are awful.
Because there's a television show about them, like the fucking Justice League, where one of them stubs their toe and like seven of them are there fucking hashtagging it with their Snapchats.
Well, Dad, yeah, that's because that's what everyone on the internet does. Well, everyone on the internet posts fucking boring videos of their stupid goddamn lives. They take pictures at places every motherfucker in the world has been. I do it too, and then we get mad at the Kardashians.
Adam's like, why does everybody have to generalize and lump them all together? Everyone on the world and the internet sucks. It's like you just did the same thing.
Well, no, because
people.
It's different. It's different saying, why don't we hate the Kardashians because Bruce Jenner killed someone? Why?
Well, I've never heard
why don't
that.
We hate OJ Simpson's kids because he, like Khloe Kardashian, for example. Did you get the joke? I'm saying OJ's her dad.
Because he had sex with
her
mom.
He very obviously is Khloe Kardashian's dad.
What?
Whoa.
Look at him. You've never heard that rumor?
No. I just stay away from all the Kardashian stuff because I don't care.
Is Khloe's middle name Nicole?
I see a TV. It's like, the Kardashians are doing something. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to a different channel.
Look it up.
I don't hate them.
What's Khloe Kardashian's middle name, Brett?
Can you look it up? Middle name?
Orenthal? Is it Orenthal?
No.
It's James. See, that's the thing. The Kardashians, that's a good point, though, Brett. You can just not care. Like, people, I hear...
I don't care.
Like, people are like, oh, I hate Kim Kardashian's voice.
That's not
well,
a, that's not
well
a
it's your fault for knowing what her voice...
It's not
bullshit! That, it's not a
it's
Kardashian!
Not the Kardashians are shoved in people's faces all the time. And it's always like
who's
front
shoving
page
them in your
news,
face?
Kardashian shit.
Who's shoved
where? There's actually an app where you can
that
choose.
You have to download. It's an app you would have to download, right?
Yeah.
So it's not being shoved in your face.
No, you're not letting me fucking finish.
That's because I never do.
There's an app that you can download to get rid of all the Kardashian news out of like all the sites.
Yeah.
Like you go to like CNN or Yahoo or something.
Yeah, we gotta
it'll
talk
erase
about
all
that.
The Kardashian
news. You know
about
news. This?
I don't.
Obviously
there's
not.
There's an app that you can, yeah. Fucking amazing.
Chris
I totally,
just was like, there's an app. Yeah, she just covered it. Yeah.
I totally just got excited. I'm so glad you brought that up. That's so, an app to fucking block out anything with the Kardashians.
What if the Kardashians fucking start giving money away and you have that app and they're just like, hey, just hit our website. We'll send you $500.
Well, then
and you have that app and all your friends have $500, and you just have a shitty app that
right now,
because you're that bitter
right now,
about all the what kind of websites are you hitting that you need an app to filter out?
Crack.com/Adam Todd Brown.
Yeah, like I've written about Kim Kardashian once. So that app would help you a year ago, and it would help you this upcoming week on Cracked.
I'll believe it.
So how about you just read more high-quality websites?
If you got $500 right now from the Kardashians, what would you do with it today, right now?
I don't know. Buy weed, probably. It's not like $500 would change my life. I'd probably just survive. Probably live a little more comfortably until my next paycheck.
Purple Kardashian.
Purple.
Yeah, do they have their own line of pot yet?
Probably. Everyone has, but it's not their own line. People just name weed. Like, Barack Obama didn't go partner up with someone in Northern California and make a weed strain. There's just one named after it.
They could, though, if she was...
Oh, and then people would be like, they're ruining weed now!
yeah, right?
It's like, shut up. They are not.
It's like you have a personal investment in their whole...
Yeah, because I just don't like seeing people treated shitty for no reason. It's not like the Kardashians have done anything to us. It's not like they pulled off 9/11. They're not criminals. They just are a family. One of them happens to generate a lot of interest from the public. And people act like they're the biggest fucking monsters on earth because of that. Like they're the first people to have a reality show. That shit was happening for 10 years before them. No one hates Anna Nicole Smith, but she had a fucking reality show.
She died for her sins.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to hate her. She's dead.
Oh, people would still hate the Kardashians if one of them died. I guarantee you if Kim Kardashian died tomorrow, at least 50% of the social media posts would be assholes talking about how happy they are about it. Why?
I think the biggest root of this is people love to hate wealthy people who came from wealth. Now, let's say you take the same Kardashians that started off poor, living in a very low-income housing, worked their way up to this reality show, Rags to Riches. This would be a different story. People wouldn't hate the Kardashians. People just hate people who come for money because they think they never had to struggle. But they did. I mean, Kim lost her dad.
You know,
Robert Kardashian when she was, in her early 20s. Like, she hasn't had an easy life. She's always been in the public's eye, always been hated her whole life. She's had anything but an easy life. But people just hate people that start off with a leg up. Like, everyone knows an asshole friend or someone they know that had money and they're very entitled and rude. I think subconsciously, maybe, we relate them to that.
Yeah. Like we said earlier, they're just like a mirror of what society is
now. Do you think society's just projecting all of their insecurities and
awfulness
onto them?
Yeah, I really do.
That's really what the problem
is. I think that's
a
lot of it. Like I said, a lot of the things people get mad at the Kardashians about are things people do in their everyday life just on a smaller scale. It's just no one gives a shit about what you do.
Like what? Like everything you've just...
Like a reality show is just giving people an inside look at your life, and usually you're letting people look at things no one should really give a shit about, which is every Facebook feed I've ever seen. Like, that's every fucking person on Facebook is just, here's my dog. You know what? Fuck your dog. Fuck your dog. No, don't fuck the Kardashians. Fuck your fucking dog. I don't care about your dog. I don't care about your kids. Go out and start a fucking app, maybe I'll give a shit.
Do you actively watch the Kardashians?
No.
No, okay, so you don't really care about them either. You just are sick of people hating on them.
I care about how they're treated as people, which I guess that makes me a monster. But I'm not, invested in what they do as personalities or entertainers. But that doesn't mean I have to join in this fucking movement to act like they're the worst thing about America. No, they're not. We are. Like, Americans are the worst thing
about America. I just think when you push so far forward in one direction, people push so far forward in the other. Just because, they're shoved in our faces all the time. There's always news about the Kardashians. There's always something going on. And it's just like a lot of people are going, who fucking cares about the Kardashians? They've done nothing anyway.
They're not a big deal. A lot of people care. That's why they're in the news all the time.
You know what? Like, which one came first, though? You know, they were shoved in our faces first. It's not like we were like, somebody needs to give them a show. They're so interesting. Like, they were in our faces
first.
The show
is still on. I would remind you of that. It's been on for over 10 years now, I think. So someone's watching it.
Yeah, no, people are... Okay, fine. But I'm just saying that the people who don't give a fuck, which are a lot of people...
Yeah, but why can't you just not give a fuck? I don't give a fuck about the Big Bang Theory. But I don't, every time that dipshit... fucking lead actor is somewhere in public. I'm like, oh, that fucking guy. I'm just like, man, fuck the Big Bang Theory. I don't care about that. Yeah, but people are so over the top with the Kardashians. Like I said, the thing that inspired me to write this was Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom overdosed in this brothel, and people were so shitty about the fact that the Kardashians were even being brought into the discussion. Well, he was on his own show. It's not like he was just on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. He and Khloe had their own fucking spin-off show. Why the fuck wouldn't she be there? She's his wife. Like, if you're dying in the hospital, your wife is supposed to be there.
Were they giving her shit because she was there, or because they thought they brought cameras?
No, even before anyone thought, I feel like people started that camera rumor to make their hate seem more justified. Like, oh, why are they making it about the Kardashians? Oh, because they brought cameras. Well, no, they didn't. No, they didn't. And even if they did, that would have been awesome. Like, that's a reality show. Like, that's some shit I want to see on a reality show. Show me them at Lamar Odom's bedside. That's them being real fucking people instead of them fucking working in some bullshit store. But we would have got mad about that if they actually showed us something serious happening in their life. Then we were like, oh, no, that's out of line. No, it's really not. If there were pictures of Lamar Odom fucking dead in that brothel, they'd be all over the internet, and 60% of the fucking internet would look at him. Yeah. But then when they show up with cameras, they're like, no, they're terrible people. And what bothered me about that story, the first one I read, like I read the whole story, and there was like a blurb about how the hospital officials were so outraged. And then at the bottom, there was one sentence: according to TMZ, these rumors are false. Well, then take the fucking story down. You don't just put a sentence at the end and say, oh, by the way, all of this is bullshit. No, you just take it down, you irresponsible fucks.
How about TMZ? Do they bring any good to anyone? Does TMZ do any good for anyone?
They don't.
Celebrities.
They don't. Well, you could argue they do as much bad for celebrities as they do good.
Yes. Most people would, yeah.
Because they're a very fair and balanced outfit. If you're a celebrity and you do something good, they'll probably be there. But if you also come stumbling out of a bar at 4 in the morning with a dead hooker in your arms.
A dead hooker.
They'll be there for that too. But the thing about TMZ is they're always right. TMZ to me is like Snopes for celebrity news. Like if I read a crazy headline, I go to TMZ, and usually you'll find TMZ going, no, that's a lie.
No, but they also don't retract things. If something is a lie, they'll leave the page up, and then on the bottom, they'll be like, oh, this actually is false. They don't get it right a lot of the time. They're trying to get clicks. This is the internet. They're trying to get clicks as soon as possible, as many as possible.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes they will make a correction, but they're not taking down the thing that says Tom Cruise had a dead hooker in his arms.
You know he did.
You know he did.
Tom's gay.
Male.
We didn't say it was a female hooker.
Yeah, no. Why are you being so sexist right now?
Sexist against Tom Cruise.
Remember that Cosby Show episode?
Tom Cruise is dating Caitlyn Jenner.
Claire Huxtable tells Cliff a joke about, it's like a riddle about the doctor, the son. I cannot operate on him, for he is my son. And it's not his dad, so they're like, oh my god, who the fuck could it be? Like, they spend, like, the whole episode going, what is this joke? Like, who is it?
Oh, that's amazing.
And it was his mom. And then it showed, it just shed a light on how racist everybody, or sexist everybody is.
Yeah.
Have you ever been with...
Way to preach to us about being sexist, Bill.
Have you ever
Cosby.
Been with a dead hooker?
No.
How many dead hookers?
Not while she was dead.
No.
I usually get the fuck out of there once she's dead. That's
yeah,
what you do.
No, nah, some people stay.
Police come otherwise.
Yeah. Immediately, as soon as you stab.
But if you leave right away, police don't care.
They have
right.
a microchip in them. Once they die, the
yeah.
police are like, uh-oh.
What if pimps
afoot.
Start microchipping prostitutes? Just like GPS tracking them
yeah.
like pests.
Like Uber happen. Drivers?
Yeah.
That
I'm
would
sure
be,
in
that's
Amsterdam.
That's actually like a very safe way to do it.
I'm sure in Amsterdam they do, and they're safer for it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's pretty safe.
Hmm.
I just got a hooker in Amsterdam. It's pretty cool.
Was it? How was that?
We'll talk about that. Really? Why were we talking about that the whole time?
Yeah, you just got back from Europe.
Amsterdam. You're supposed to have sex with a hooker.
Yeah.
Are you?
They're like in storefronts.
I didn't even smoke pot in Amsterdam. I'm like the worst.
I didn't either. Oh.
Did you even go to the Van Gogh Museum?
No.
Oh,
no.
You waste.
Helen Keller.
Wasted trip.
Or is it Anne Frank, I mean?
Anne Frank. Anne Frank houses.
All right. Keller.
Sorry.
Helen Keller, Anne Frank. Same diff.
I don't know why. It just, I always make
did you go to the Confucius
I learned about the two of them at the same time Amsterdam. In my life.
Yeah, did you go to any temples? What are your names?
No.
Shaolin temples?
I didn't. I was only there for like a day.
They have the Big Ben there, right?
So you got a hooker in Amsterdam. Hooker. What was her name?
It's more, more like what was his name?
Yeah.
Hey.
So this is more of a quick story of why I need to stop being too nice of a guy and know when to walk away from a deal. I saw her in the window, beautiful, probably Brazilian. And then I went in there, my 50-year-old, and I heard, Jace, it's 50 euros, right? That's when I should have been like, whoa. But I already handed her the money, and I was too nice to like give him my money back and walk away, and I followed through with it. But pretty sure it used to be a dude. And nice. A Brazilian dude. That's somebody's son down in Brazil. Wait. They're looking for their son, Paulo. I just had sex with your son in Amsterdam.
Hold on. Well, how did you know he was probably, or she was?
Well, the voice is the giveaway. However, the feeling, though, I know a normal vagina is a certain feeling. This didn't get wet at all.
Well, maybe you didn't turn her on.
Well, maybe it's
the job. That's a given.
Not wet right now because I don't get wet producing podcasts.
Right. That's a given. She didn't get turned on. But, no, there's a certain feeling that any vagina...
Did you use a condom?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, no, it felt like it had been used to be something else. Like, I felt...
Like a paper towel tube?
Yeah, it was weird, and it was the voice, though. You know that voice. There's a bass and a voice.
Did
that
it
no
have an Adam's
has.
Apple? Like, not it, but like the
Can
voice.
Can we stop calling it it?
Woman. I didn't know.
The woman.
No, I meant
she didn't have
she's
an
a
Adam's
trans
apple.
Woman.
Did that thing have an Adam's apple?
For clarity,
monster.
I was referring to the voice. I didn't mean to call her it. I'm sorry.
But you've met a transgender woman here in Hollywood. You know there's that bass and that voice that no women have.
Yeah.
There's just this, you can hear it, and you're like, that used to be a dude.
Yep. I'm all about
the
bass.
You hear it. And I was like, yeah, I just didn't, I didn't walk away. I was just too polite, and I followed through with it. And I don't feel bad about it.
You shouldn't.
You know?
No, why would you?
Everyone deserves love.
Where I'm from, people would be like, you're disgusting. Pay it.
You're from Oklahoma, right?
People listening in Oklahoma right now, I don't care what you think about me. I enjoyed it. It was worth the 50 euros. 70 USD.
It's not like very expensive.
Yeah,
like
that's
a dinner.
That's a bargain.
That's a bargain.
Yeah, and you said Brazilian?
Dude, this is the hottest dude I've ever seen. In my defense.
Trans woman.
You don't know.
I don't
know. Surgery is just, you wouldn't know. You really wouldn't know unless
that's
you hear the voice.
That's a decent value.
Unless you hear the voice, you don't know, dude. If she never would have talked, I probably would have been like, something's weird, whatever.
But instead you were like, this is great.
That's an experience you had. I mean, like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
No one hates Griff for that.
No, why would we ever hate
for other
for
reasons?
That? But Griff's
reasons.
Not in our face every fucking day.
Yeah, if I had to go to the mall, buy Griff cologne, buy Griff socks. Like, that's fucking Griff. Like, who cares that he had sex with a trans prostitute in Amsterdam? Who cares? I don't want to watch his show. I don't want to buy his purse. I don't care.
I feel that way about The Walking Dead.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, I'm tired of hearing about the fucking Walking Dead.
What's your favorite TV show?
Anything but the
Fear
goddamn
the Walking,
Walking
Dead.
Dead.
He's a big Fear the Walking Dead fan.
My favorite. What is my favorite TV show? I like The Americans a lot. You ever watch The Americans?
Mm-mm.
It's an amazing fucking show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, The Americans is crazy.
How come we've
good.
Never talked
is
about
it. Is that a cartoon? Ever.
No.
Oh.
It's set
That's
in the,
American Dad.
It's set in the 80s. It's about a Russian couple who live as spies in the United States.
Great show.
Fucking phenomenal. It's on FX.
Okay.
Set in the Cold War era?
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
Really good.
The Nick. I don't know if anyone watched
I haven't
that.
Watched Nick. It's on HBO Go, even though it's a Cinemax show.
It's incredible. It's the best show.
I should watch The Nick.
I love it.
Yeah. I like The Americans. I like
Narcos.
I like The Voice.
Why are we talking about shows?
Oh.
Well, I do.
You horrible scumbag. If you say, okay, I'll take your side on the Kardashians, not The Voice. That shit has ruined music.
No, it hasn't. The Voice is the one of those shows that's actually kind of about talent.
It is and it
is. Is that the one where they turn the chairs around?
Yeah, they can't see the people until, and when you turn your chair around, you have to, like, if you're the only person who turns your chair around, you have to have that person.
I generalize a little bit, like, what was the one before it?
American Idol.
That one was bad. That was terrible. There was some talent that came out of there, but
they don't do anything on The Voice. Like, they don't have shitty contestants just to make fun of them. They don't do any of that.
That's the best part.
You can't just show up at a football stadium and audition. They, like, actually contact you and have you come audition because you're a talented person.
So they have, like, talent scouts.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it really is a legitimate talent competition. And the judges aren't like, I'm not trusting Paula Abdul with any aspect of my career. Like, nothing. I don't care how long she's had a job.
But she taught Janet Jackson to dance. She's got talent.
Yeah, that's why.
That cat.
Yeah, MC Scat Cat.
What if we did the laugh and there were three people in chairs, and if they like your jokes, they turn around. But here's the kicker. It's going to piss you off because they're not even comics. It's like Paula Abdul, Randy Jackson, and it's like somebody who's like a social justice warrior, and they all press their buttons to turn around, and they tell you if you're funny or not. People that you hate and that aren't. What if Kim Kardashian was a judge on The Laugh?
Yeah, but everybody knows what funny is. Like, you don't need to be a comedian to judge funny.
That's not true. Mm, have you ever watched Last Comic Standing?
But actually,
those motherfuckers have no idea what funny is. Not a single goddamn one of them.
Are they comedians?
That is a show that ruins shit.
Yeah.
Last Comic Standing is garbage. That show is hot fucking garbage.
This is it what he always told him in the audition,
makes me sad to see motherfuckers just, oh, I'm in the top 100. Okay. So you're going to have one joke on 15 weeks into the show, and people just break their neck to be on that show. And it's so clearly not about talent. It's not about finding the best comics. They're trying to put together an entertaining show.
Right.
Like, there is nothing quality or good or legitimate about Last Comic Standing. It is a shit show from beginning to end. And why don't people hate that the way they hate American Idol?
Because it's done nothing bad for comedians. It's not like...
Yeah, it does. The first comic I saw do stand-up when I moved to L.A. was Dat Fan. That's bad.
No, it's bad for audiences.
Yeah.
It's good for him.
American Idol's bad for audiences, too.
Well, what happens, too, is they're not picking the best comic. They're picking guys that'll be more entertaining. And secondly, America sees that and they think, oh, this must be what good comedy is if they're making it to the finals. And that's not necessarily true. Some good comedians make it to the finals.
I think Last Comic Standing has been great for comedy clubs. It's been great for comedy in general. Like, people want to come out and they want to see comedy.
Because comedy clubs need a lot of fucking help.
They do need a lot of fucking help. And, like people started giving a shit about stand-up again.
Right, but it's also been terrible for audiences because comedy clubs just see, oh, you're on Last Comic Standing? You must be great.
Right.
I will definitely book you. But no, they're and then what happens a fucking is, like, talentless
they're,
hack.
They're fucking talentless hacks that fill out 300-seat comedy clubs, but then the feature gets noticed because 300 people are now there seeing them, too.
So yeah, and maybe, like, one or two will give a shit.
Oh,
and
dude.
Maybe one
well,
of
what
them...
what are you supposed to do?
I've had
I don't know, just not do Last Comic Standing.
Yeah.
I've had finalists come in and do my downtown room. You've done it, right?
No.
Oh, you gotta come.
You booked
gotta,
me, but you had to cancel.
Okay, I gotta give you a day. But I've had guys that are like finalists on there come in there and just eat a bag of dicks in my room, and I'm like, oh, then see, that's a perfect room to judge of a comedian seasoned and working at a professional level.
How do I do in your rooms?
You do well. There's like one night where it's just like weird. The audience was like tired and didn't want to be there.
I still did fine.
But I see guys with all these credits.
Yeah, you did really good. It's just they were tired.
I see guys.
Hey, they had just gotten off a plane.
No,
you're over.
Okay. I didn't
know. Go do comedy in Romania, and then you'll know if you.
Yeah,
if
that's
you
why I liked doing your show at the hostel because like people didn't even speak English.
So
I was like, if they laugh and they don't even understand what I'm saying, I'm fine. That's a great joke.
Yeah, or you're really good at like moving around.
You've seen me do comedy. You know it's not that.
You don't. You get into a star position.
Yes.
Like your legs spread and your arms spread. Like you just look like a starfish when you do comedy.
No, I look like a star
fish.
Star.
Okay.
Can we get on the website that, what was this, the Bunny Ranch that Lamar went to?
Yeah, that guy too.
Oh, was the Bunny Ranch the one that's in documentaries all the time?
I'm not going on the website on a work computer.
Oh, come, it's cracked.
I'll take
go
the blame.
On the, you can
put
go.
It on my, I'll do it on
Lamar
my laptop.
Lamar Odom, 6'10",
by the way, what's his status?
230.
Is he, he's alive, right?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Oh, good. So he's doing all right?
He's still pretty young.
Yeah, I think he's recovering. I haven't heard much about it. lately, but I know he's out of the hospital. And yeah, the guy who owned the Bunny Ranch, like the Kardashian family, after all this happened, they were like, hey, can you maybe like not do interviews until we as the family have a chance to talk about it? And he told them to go to hell.
Jesus.
Who does that
men who
to
own,
the family own, of someone who might be dying?
Men who own brothels?
Men who own brothels.
Yeah, what a cunt that guy is.
He owns
yeah.
a brothel. What do you expect? Wait, he's going to be a nice guy?
He dies in his brothel.
He's not going
to
be a good
That's
guy.
That's not a terrible way to die.
Well, I hope it gets hit by a fucking
meteor. We can't pull up the Bunny Ranch
I hope
website?
A meteor no, hits like 5 miles away and yeah. he gets killed by marauders 3 days later.
Right.
I don't want him to die on the impact. I want him to die in the grisly post-apocalyptic aftermath.
By Paula Abdul.
You're so protective of the Kardashians.
Well, I'm not protective of the Kardashians. I just don't like when people hate indiscriminately for no reason. There's no reason to tell Lamar Odom's family to go to hell.
Right.
After he almost died on your watch.
Right.
In your fucking establishment.
Because you fed him too much.
And you're so cocky about telling them to go to hell. Why? Because they're the Kardashians? Like, what if they buy your fucking brothel and bulldoze that shit?
They should.
They should.
That's totally a good idea. Well, but all those poor bunnies would be out of...
fuck them.
Ranching.
Go be a real prostitute in Amsterdam.
I mean, arguably...
They don't get paid near as much, though.
They
That's
are real
profitable.
Prostitutes, and the only place you can do it... I mean, they did what they
Germany
were supposed to do.
Germany is legal, too. I would know
oh,
that.
Oh, really? You would know that. Did you get a prostitute in Germany?
Yeah.
How many countries have you gotten prostitutes in?
Four.
He's paid
Four.
For hoes in
so
every
So you've gotten
area
Holland, Germany, where else?
America and Belgium.
Of course.
America. I'm sorry.
Belgium, Amsterdam, Los Angeles 488 times.
Who has the best prostitutes?
It's more regular. If you go, you get to go past
You should start like a Yelp site for prostitutes.
I was going to do Yelp. I was going to Yelp the prostitute I was with. Like, beware.
That exists.
Very nice and very sweet Brazilian lady. Beware. It was a dude.
That definitely That's, exists. No, there is a Yelp for prostitutes.
Oh, is there? Oh,
that
oh.
would incite potentially violence against
I want to say it's
woman.
Called Red Book or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that would be a better
Red Book.
There's definitely a site oh. for... I was researching an article for Playboy once about...
Researching an article. I was... About,
I was doing a photo gallery of really attractive Craigslist prostitutes. And I kept seeing a bunch that say, reviewed. And I was like, reviewed? What does that mean? And yeah, there's like review sites for
okay.
what?
Prostitutes.
Amsterdam.
And that, like,
you're like,
that,
what happened to you? You're like, I've just been going and like
there'll
taking
be a
my
review.
Chances.
It'll be like, great tits, but she chained me up and robbed me.
You go right. to Amsterdam, test 10:30 in the red light, and literally, I'm not making this up, they all look like porn stars. Like,
oh, yeah. yeah.
Like, guys, if you saw him walking down the street here, you'd be, every guy would be like, I couldn't dream of having a woman like that. And you can have that woman for $50 right then there in the
$50
spot.
Or 50 euros?
Euros, basically so 70, some 75. So you go in there, and they're literally the most beautiful women in the world. And you're like, this is... awesome. And so, you know.
But then did you feel fulfilled after or a little bit empty?
I felt better. I did. I did. I genuinely
well, because
felt
you're
better.
Going in not like it's just like
I, once again, it was safe sex and yeah. I didn't I'm like I'm not doing anything illegal. And this has been going on for thousands of years, prostitution. And just in the last 100 years, we've said it's bad. What? Come on. It's just yeah. whatever society tells
you. I didn't say
you
were bad.
You.
I didn't say anything like that.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, no, I didn't. I did feel fulfilled. It was one, the best 50 euros I've ever spent.
Okay, good.
Did she feel fulfilled? Right?
Hey.
No.
No. No.
Not
she
at all.
Didn't.
In Amsterdam for like...
She cried as well.
She did cry.
We both cried.
What?
What?
No, I'm kidding. But
did,
I felt like
did
crying.
She cry?
Well, I've gotten a prostitute just to sit there and cry. Don't people do that?
Some people jerk off to the tears. Yeah.
Yeah.
In Amsterdam once, I got like all you can eat.
Yeah, I did. My own tears.
With the tears.
I got all you can eat baby back ribs and French fries at a place for like 25 euros. And that was in near Amsterdam. And that was pretty fun too. Like,
yeah, but a prostitute
great.
Made them.
No, I think it was just like a guy.
You could have fucked him for 70 euros.
Yep. Maybe.
70.
Seven, 70.
I was just saying, Amsterdam, lots of good value in Amsterdam.
Yeah, you got baby back ribs in Amsterdam.
Yeah,
like
that's a weird choice.
Barbecue in Amsterdam. It
was, you know how like restaurants
that's weirder than getting a transgender hooker. I'm gonna be honest with you.
That's way weirder.
You know how
way weirder.
So I'm eating baby back ribs in Amsterdam.
Whoa, I mean that's hold on. Funny.
What are you doing?
You know how restaurants
don't represent Americans
I'm not
like that.
Do that.
You know how restaurants have the barker in front, like in New York and European cities and stuff. They're like, hey, come in here. This is the deal we've got. And I'm walking, and he's like, hey, €25, all you can eat baby back ribs and French fries. And I was like, okay.
What a weirdo.
You freak.
Perv. You fucking freak.
I was.
What a perv.
I fell victim to advertising.
Were
I think
they
we
good,
all
though?
Do from time to
yeah.
time.
Yeah. Well, I was in Amsterdam.
Before we get sure. to comments, I want to talk about one more Kardashian thing sure. I saw. I saw this around the same time the Lamar Odom thing happened. And it was an article, CNN linked to it, but they had it in their recommended section, like, hey, you guys should really check this out. And the headline was 19 Men Ruined by Meeting the Kardashian Women. And as soon as I saw the list, the first thing I thought was, OJ Simpson better not be on this fucking list. Number 10, OJ Simpson. Like, that's the level of awful we've attributed to the Kardashians, that now someone can write an article and attribute the downfall of O.J. Simpson to meeting the Kardashians, which his association with them only involved their dad keeping him out of prison. So, and somehow...
But he didn't keep him out of prison the second time.
Because he was dead by then.
I know.
He probably wouldn't be in prison if Robert Kardashian was still alive.
I thought you said that he was Khloe Kardashian's father.
I think he is.
So then it isn't
actually,
his only connection.
Looking at the pictures, is he Kourtney Kardashian's father?
That's Kourtney's my favorite. She's the prettiest. She's
oh,
the
no.
funniest.
Oh, now we
she's
know why you
Jenner's.
Just argued.
Kylie
hold on.
Just
now
saying,
we
oh,
know
yeah,
why
Kylie
you just argued so hard for the
names?
Kardashians.
See
the way
I'm
you
saying?
Fucking just... Oh, Kourtney's the prettiest. Oh, I do. I that's love what this whole fucking podcast is about. Is your fucking crush
I fucking
on
love
Kourtney Kardashian.
Kourtney Kardashian.
I was like, why does this guy care so much?
Yeah, I'd marry Kourtney Kardashian.
Yeah, of course you would.
Sausage croissants and he cries and masturbates to Kourtney Kardashian. We know.
Pretty much, yeah. Kourtney's great. If you like, I used to live with a girl in South Dakota who watched the Kardashians like the first three seasons.
South Dakota, what were you doing in South?
I lived there for fucking 10
great
years.
Great prostitutes up there.
10 years?
Great.
You know Sean Leary and Joe Dosh?
I do know them.
Okay, they're from there. I don't know if you knew.
Are they?
There. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
if you
yeah,
knew them
I know.
When they were there.
No, I didn't know them. I didn't do comedy when I was there.
You can talk in Mike.
No, I was gonna. That joke was for you, but never mind.
What?
Because you said there's a lot of prostitutes in South Dakota, and I said they're all stone-faced.
Oh!
Okay, we
I'm
should
never
wrap
allowed
it up.
On here again.
We should, the show. We should wrap it up, right? With all that hooker talk.
You should have just left it on mine.
But, also in the article about 19 men ruined by the Kardashians, when they talked about Scott Disick, who is married to Kourtney, the first section in the, like, the before section... It said he grew up in the Hamptons and used to take limousines to high school. And then in the after meeting the Kardashian section, it says Kourtney ruined his life by introducing him to the good life.
Oh.
I feel like taking limousines to the high school in the Hamptons, yeah. You were probably already accustomed to the good life.
Yeah.
I feel like he probably, and I like that guy too. He's like the funniest person on that show. Scott Disick is
true
garbage
person.
Should I get him on
my
show?
Yeah, he's a garbage person, but he's really funny on the show.
So
should
you
have him
so you
on?
Watch,
yeah,
on my show? You do watch the show.
I told you the first three seasons when I lived in South Dakota. But it's been on...
Oh, I was too busy coming up with that fucking pun. I didn't even hear you.
Oh, yeah. That happens. So, yeah, I feel like if you read my column this week, you'll see more about how I feel.
About Kourtney Kardashian.
That's a different column.
It's the same
That's on
column.
Redbook.
Wikipedia.com. Kourtney began dating Scott Disick when they met at Joe Francis's house party in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Now I hate them both.
That can't be good.
Yeah. Now, well, yeah. Why don't we hate Joe Francis more?
Joe Francis.
It's the Girls Gone Wild guy.
Oh.
He's
yeah.
disgusting.
Yeah.
He's a garbage person.
Well, if we're going to hate on him, we got to hate on everybody. Got to hate on Hugh Hefner. I mean, he's a garbage person.
No, because Hugh Hefner doesn't go out into crowds of clearly intoxicated women and say, come back to my bus.
Doesn't
like,
he?
No. He like, you have to go audition for his shit.
Yeah.
Trust me, I used to work there. It
oh, he's
sucked.
A good-looking dude, Joe Francis. That's unfortunate.
Jesus
he looks
Christ.
Like...
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. He
looks like an asshole.
Yeah.
Looks like a piece of shit. Looks like an asshole-y piece of shit. Piece of shit attached
Charles
to an asshole.
White. He's a dirty man.
Yeah, he's gross.
Or he's a businessman. Or is he a businessman?
He knows or is he a business
or are they synonymous?
Man? That's a Jay-Z reference.
Oh.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a business.
To me, the man. true kings and queens. Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah. I would vote for Jay-Z for president.
Me too.
He should run for mayor of New York City and get that fucking ball rolling right now so he can be our president in 2K20.
Him and Cory Booker, the mayor of Trenton.
Yeah.
Great ticket.
That would be an amazing ticket. Cory Booker, Booker Carter, 2020. Carter Booker.
Sounds good.
Is that Jay-Z's last name?
Yeah.
Sean Come Carter. On.
I know. Sean I'm sorry. Carter. I'm the worst.
Sean Carter.
His name is Sean? I'm the worst. Sorry.
Sean Knowles.
Yeah, it might as well be Sean Knowles now. I wanted to go to for a column, but I couldn't find the actual link to buy tickets. But Beyonce's dad did a Be Like Beyonce seminar in Houston at a local community college this year. And I wow. really wanted to go and just be like, what the fuck is going to happen here? Is he going to teach me how to do the single ladies dance? Like, what am I going to learn from Beyonce's dad?
That's amazing.
But it was just
step
like,
one, be my daughter.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you want to be me, have a daughter like mine. Should we do comments?
Yeah.
Comments.
You know, it's a big world out there. It's easy to feel like the things you say don't matter. But I want you to know that's not completely true. We call this segment Your Voice Matters, where we read your stupid goddamn comments from the past couple episodes and respond to them personally. Eliza Washington left 4 hearts.
Those That's a lot of hearts. This isn't,
those comments
this isn't
aren't
Periscope,
stupid.
Guys.
Thank you, Eliza. That's Whoa. Very sweet. I assume they were all for me. Eliza Washington also says, I love when you guys get extra sassy.
Ooh. Ooh.
Don't you know it? Okay. Should we? Do we have voicemails?
Yeah. You can call the voicemail line at 505-3-UNPOPS.
Okay, that's 505-386-7677.
505-386-7677.
Shut up.
Oh.
Shut up. No. Hit it, Brett.
Hey, Adam, Todd Brown and Brett Rader. Big fan. I'm curious, if you had to play in any non-traditional sport, so not football, not baseball, not basketball, or soccer, what sport would you play? Thanks, and keep it going.
I don't What would you play, Griff?
Oh, ping pong for sure.
Ping pong? Yeah, ping pong's no an easy one.
Billiards.
Billiard, yeah, billiards is good. I'd probably play billiard or curling. Like something,
are you good at pool?
Something low impact. No, because I was terrible at geography in high school. Or geometry.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Yeah. Obviously.
Geometry.
Got it.
I was bad at geography, too. But we geometry. I'm shitty at pool. Because
which country has
angles
London in it?
And things.
Quarter pocket.
It makes sense. It's a math thing. Like angles.
Geography.
Yeah. Shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not.
It was that's a slip of the tongue, you motherfucker. It's not like I fucked a Brazilian dude in Amsterdam on accident. Jesus.
Was it on accident?
I accidentally paid him, too.
Brett, you didn't answer the question, and you specifically asked for Adam and Brett's.
I don't know. I think I would do, like, skiing or snowboarding.
No.
It seems like it's a... I mean, I feel like I'd break all my bones, but I feel like that's the life, you know? You go around to Aspen, you go to Sweden, you go... And all the women are... Nice. You drink.
Nice.
You get all sorts of cool jackets and stuff for free.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be a bowler.
You like would the be Big a Lebowski.
Oh. Yeah, like Pete Weber.
Yeah. Who?
Pete Weber.
God. Uh-oh.
He invented Weber grills.
Yeah. Oh, well, why would he know?
He used to bowl with them. That's why he was so good. He threw this fucking huge grill.
That was the most animated I have ever seen, Brett. I was like really excited
get
about
nice a jacket.
How much?
I would be a bowler. And I'm not good at bowling either. I'm not good at bowling. I'm not good at pool. I'm not good at geography or geometry.
Mm.
Jake Wiseman tweeted, the only thing more embarrassing than being bad at bowling is being good at bowling.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, here, we have one more.
Or darts.
Oh,
I play darts.
We have one more voicemail.
Darts are fun.
Darts.
starts.
Hey.
Hey.
You guys forgot to mention the strip club haunted house. Apparently, this is a thing that's going on
Quick's in, face.
I don't know, Portland, one of those hipster-laden
what?
Cities. So, what are your thoughts on that?
There is a Griff Pippin-shaped outline in the wall right
now. Oh, my Bugs God. Bunny. I've done nothing with my life.
Yeah, what am
you've
I doing?
Only, how did you miss that? It's November 3rd. Is it too late?
Fuck.
Or November 4th?
Yeah, it's
whatever.
Too late for Halloween shit. I could do it next year.
It's a Christmas-themed strip club.
Yeah, is there just like a store that's just strippers?
Yeah, it's called a strip club. Club.
Yeah.
Well, you can't buy Christmas gifts there.
That's too bad. You should be able to apply. Yeah, like,
yeah, there should be like a Walmart.
You,
that's
like, you get your Christmas shopping done.
Strippers.
And
yeah. On the 24th, yeah, there should be like, if you pay an extra $5, there's like a bucket where you can, listen, you're a dad who's here on the 24th. You probably need to get a present for somebody. So you buy a present from here.
Yeah, like going to a Walgreens or a gas station.
Yeah.
Is Walgreens not the best store on the planet?
It's pretty good.
It's my favorite place.
Why?
Because it's always open. Even on Christmas Day. And that's it. And they just have a wide variety of goods I enjoy.
What do you buy there if you're there at 3 in the morning?
I have bought a coffee pot at Walgreens recently.
Sure.
You can buy alcohol there. You can buy cigarettes.
You can get a fountain.
You can buy alcohol, tobacco, and firearms all at Walgreens.
Whole ATF section.
Yeah. Fake firearms, like toy guns, but still.
Oh,
firearms. It's 3 in the morning. You can rob someone with that.
Yeah, nobody knows.
You rob the Walgreens you're at. Just take a fake gun up to the counter. Put it in some scared cashier's face. Don't do any of that. Don't do any of that. Should we get the fuck out of here?
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Sure.
We're getting the... It's about that time. Maria, do you have anything to plug? Buckle up, everybody. This is going to be 45 extra minutes.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's a list. Just follow me on Twitter at Maria Shahada, and then my website has everything I'm doing.
Do you want to tell people the name of your website?
MariaShahada.com.
That's stupid.
You know what else? Facebook, Maria Shahada. Instagram, Maria Shahada. Just Google Maria Shahada. Don't Google. Actually, you know what? I don't know what happens when you Google me.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Don't lie.
I'm scared to look. Hate you.
Hey, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, check me out on my podcast. Surely You're Joking. It's a science podcast.
Oh, I want to be on your podcast.
Yeah, he's the other fellow comedian. One of the hosts that started it, Kevin Peter Hickerson. He is a nuclear physicist who got into comedy.
Nerd!
And we got some awesome guests on there, and it's hilarious with some really informative scientists. So Surely You're Joking.
And I'll be at Griff's show. Tomorrow or Wednesday night, whenever you're listening to this.
9 p.m. Casey's Irish Pub downtown.
I'm
going to
come.
LA.
I'll come check it out.
And Alex Schmidt is on it too, right?
Yep.
Alex Schmidt and me. And then The Darkest Hour, Friday the
13th. No, I'm not on that one. Sorry.
Aren't you? I thought you were on this month's.
I am.
It's November 13th.
Oh, then yes, I'm on that one.
Which is a Friday the 13th.
Can I plug a show I'm on?
Of course not. Absolutely not. Hit it, Brett. No, yeah. What's your
show? It was The Darkest Hour. It was, never mind.
Oh, I get it. That was a really good joke, Maria. Will you tell more jokes like that at my show? Say goodbye, Maria.
Goodbye.
Brett, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Griff, say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.